Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
About to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
This is The Rob Carson Show. It's Thursday, and we have got a loaded plate today. And trust me, just stay with me, okay? Because we've got some amazing stuff. We're going to talk about Biden and Trump at the border. By the way, if you want to watch Donald Trump at the border today, coverage starts at 1:30 Eastern on Newsmax. All right, you want to see that? Nobody's going to watch the Biden border thing because he's going to a secure part of the border, and he's going to take credit for it. That's what's going to happen. Just wanted you to know, he's going to a part of the border that has been secured because of Greg Abbott, and he's going to take credit for it. So just be ready for that. Wanted you to know. We've got some unbelievable audio from this commie mayor in Athens, Georgia, who was summarily booed and it will be removed from office eventually, will not win another election. We got some great stuff on the, on the Hunter Biden testimony. It's spectacular. MSNBC and all the mainstream media, they're having a meltdown because this presidential immunity case that Donald Trump has is going to the Supreme Court, and consequently that case will not be heard before the election, which screws up Jack Smith's attempt to disrupt the election, at least in this way. And also the classified documents case is off the docket right now because of the classified the Robert Hur classified report. Also, what else do we got? We got a ton of stuff today, but I want to start things off with Mitch McConnell leaving the Senate. And I would hate to be the person who they retire, that everybody is glad that they retire, except for maybe one person, right? When you leave an office, or whatever, you always kind of want to get a gold watch and you want to be appreciated for what you did. And yesterday, I heard none of that. We heard Mitch McConnell do his little goodbye speech. You know, he's going to leave, slobbers, and all that. And nobody else. And it kind of reminded me of this scene from The Return of the Jedi. It was Luke Skywalker versus the Rancor. Now, you got Jabba the Hutt up there, and you got Princess Leia with the bikini, kind of the slave girl look, pretty hot up there. And then Luke Skywalker gets dropped into this pit, right? And there's this giant beast and everything. This giant beast goes after Luke Skywalker, and Luke Skywalker gets the snot kicked out of him. And all of a sudden, he reaches over and he closes the gate and crushes the Rancor, right? And everybody upstairs is laughing, and Jabba's laughing, and all the people are laughing, everything. And the tender of the Rancor is the only one that cried, and I'll tell you who that is in a second. There you go. That's Mitch's announcement. I'm leaving the Senate. There's a gate. Crushes him. There's Jabba up there, and there's the beast, I'm leaving the Senate at the end of this session. And then here comes Susan Collins is who that is. Susan Collins is standing there. She sees Mitch McConnell leaving, walks over to Mitch, and starts crying, So, I'm going to say that Mitch McConnell is the Rancor, and Susan Collins is the tender of the Rancor, the only person who is sad that Mitch McConnell is leaving.
His tenure as leader will be remembered not just for its historic longevity, also for his unparalleled devotion to this great institution.
And he leaves after putting $35 trillion on the debt, and the border is wide open, and nothing has been fixed at all. Not a damn thing. In fact, since he went there in 1987, everything's gotten worse, and everybody, every Republican president and every Democrat president has gone to D.C. and not gotten anything accomplished at all. Not fixed anything.
Which he has always defend it. I also admired the leader for stepping forward
I'm doing my job of the hut in the background.
Wasn't popular to do the right thing for our country and for our world.
Yeah, why are we in such crappy shape right now with Mitch McConnell in the Senate in such a position of power? This is Jim Gossett, by the way.
I did a 180 on the border bill, afraid that my career it was about to kill.
Star Wars geeks are going crazy.
My flip-flop didn't work, because here's what the folks are saying.
That Rob Carson, he's really cool. Say!
It's too late for you, Mitch. It's too late. You're backstabbing. We won't take it. We know in the end you aren't our friend. There's no need to try and fake it.
Yeah, see you later. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out there, Mitchster.
I cozied up to Schumer, tried to ram it through.
Oh, they're good buddies.
Turned my back on MAGA, but what else is new?
Why didn't you seal the border?
Got caught with my pants down, because this is what I keep hearing.
That is not a pretty picture.
It's too late for you, Mitch. It's too late. Your reversal, we just aren't buying. We're sick of you, Mitch. You are through. Enough of your nonstop lying. It's too late.
And his last,
I hear it,
devotion.
It's too late.
Well, I should say most recent devotion to the country was to include into a giant slush fund for Ukraine and others a border, $20 billion to make the border crisis permanent. That's what Mitch McConnell did. He approved that, and he thought he would work it by putting the word border in it, and he thought that would be good enough for most Americans, but you see, we're awake. And so we all went, no, I don't think so. So then old Mitchster just decided to pass another bill, which completely ignored the border altogether, even though it's the number one issue for Americans. That's your Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Yeah, that's him, and that's why we're really super-duper glad that he's going, but he's still going to be there in a little while, and here's another person who's going to be leaving office here soon, or the planet, who the hell knows, old Mr. Joe Biden, and by the way, Joe appeared on, this is so funny, Seth Meyers, were they paid? They had to be paid. Like, NBC had to be paid something. They had to get something to have Joe Biden on the show, because it wasn't about ratings, right? Or they just don't care about the ratings. Because he appeared on Seth Meyers' show the other night. He put his glasses on, those aviators, so he could look like the guy from Weekend at Bernie's, who was a dead guy. And you want to hear this? The interview brought in an average of 852,000 viewers in a country of 335 million people. About 25, 30 million of them are illegal. and 181,000 in the prime demographic of 25 to 54. Now, you also have to realize that Joe Biden, when he first started, he would do these little live shows on YouTube. He'd go live, and he'd be in the Oval Office, I don't know what the hell, and they'd put him on there. Maybe it was a little meeting with somebody, and nobody watched. Like, literally 100 people would be watching, and they finally stopped putting the number of people watching, and then they stopped the positive and negative reviews on there, because from the very beginning, nobody considered this man to be a legitimate president, and they knew he was going to be a terrible president. That on top of the fact that the first year that he was in office, the first sports season, there were tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of people saying, F Joe Biden in the stands. All right, remember that? And then there was a race car, there was a race, and the announcer was there, and there was a driver named Brandon, and the girl says, well, I think they're not saying bleep Joe Biden, they're saying let's go Brandon, so that gives you an idea how popular he is. Yeah, he's never been popular, and many of us have never considered him to be a legitimate president of the United States, and a legitimate president of the United States wouldn't have done what he's done to our country. And I've heard time and time again, if Joe Biden set out to just destroy everything, what would have he done differently? And the answer is nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. Yeah. Now, here's the positive. You aren't buying it anymore. Many of us never bought it, but now more and more people are buying it because so many people are suffering. Remember the CEO of Kellogg's yesterday, he said, hey, man, you ought to eat cereal for dinner. It's only a dollar a bowl. So I had cereal last night for dinner. I had some Cheerios last night. My wife was out, you know, whatever. Normally, I'll make myself some. I said, screw it. I'm just kidding. I just had a little bowl of these new Cheerios, and I didn't even put milk on them. Just ate them like popcorn last night. That's what I did. Here's Victor Davis Hanson, the cat's out of the bag on Joe Biden's pathetic presidency, and his broken brain, by the way. They literally, that thing the other night with Seth Meyers was just an attempt to get us to believe that his brain is fine. Oh, and then yesterday he went to Walter Reed for a physical that was unannounced, right? And, of course, his doctor said, hey, man, Kevin O'Connor, by the way, I would not go to Kevin O'Connor if I were you. You could have a cancerous tumor on the side of your head, and he'd be like, nope, if you're a Democrat, you're perfectly fine. You can continue to serve. But Dr. Kevin O'Connor, he said that... He said Joe Biden is fit for duty and fully executes all of his responsibilities without any exemptions or accommodations. This is so third world. This is so North Korea. Do you remember when Kim Jong, was it eel or un that came first? I think it was eel. And then he got eel and then he died. But anyway, Kim Jong Il, he went out and played golf for the first time. And the media said, oh, the dear leader played golf for the first time. And because he is, from God, he hit three holes in one. And that's the way the media is treating and Dr. Kevin O'Connor is treating Joe Biden, despite the fact everybody knows his brain isn't working and the world's comedians are making fun of him. But here is Victor Davis Hanson.
Yeah, I think we're getting to a point of no return, Laura, with the corruption issue, the cognitive issue.
Yeah, that's true.
And the unpopularity and disaster of his agenda, and now this defection within the Democratic Party. It's more of a question of not if they're going to try to remove him, but when and how. And
this is where it's going to get really interesting.
I think they have the answers to either one. It's really the most remarkable meltdown of a president we've seen in our modern era, and it's juxtaposed with probably the greatest political recovery of Donald Trump since Richard Nixon in 1962. And Donald Trump, the more they try to demonize and incarcerate him or use lawfare against him, the more popular he becomes. So it's bizarre how things have just flipped since 2021. It's remarkable. And I think they're in a dilemma, and they know what they have to do, but they don't know how to do it and when to do it.
And to everybody who believes that Joe Biden's brain is fine, I say, you bet, man. He's perfectly fine. You are exactly right. You are exactly right. And if you believe that, then I also just celebrated my 30th birthday, and I have a herd of unicorns in my backyard that I tend to every day. Yeah. For those of you who think that the doctor yesterday was right and Joe Biden is fit for duty, let's just remember this presser he did a couple of weeks ago.
I'm well-meaning, and I'm an elderly man, and I know what the hell I'm doing. I've been president, and I put this country back on its feet. I don't need his recommendation.
That's How bad is your memory, and can you continue as president?
My memory is so bad, I let you speak.
My
memory is not good. My memory is fine. My memory, take a look at what I've done since I've become president.
I know, it's terrible.
I did not share classified information. I did not share it.
With your ghostwriter?
With my ghostwriter, I did not. Guarantee you did not.
But the special counsel said it.
No, I did not say that.
Okay.
I know there's some attention paid to some language in the report about my recollection of events. There's even reference that I don't remember when my son died.
He actually brought it up during the thing, and then the Robert Hur said, oh, well, let's talk about your son. And he goes, oh, why are you bringing up my son? Oh, why did you do that when you brought it up?
How the hell dare he raise that? Frankly, when I was asked the question, I thought to myself, it wasn't any of their damn business.
They didn't ask the question. You brought
it up.
As
you know, initially, the president of Mexico, Sisi, I convinced him to open the gate.
You betcha. This one a couple of weeks ago at a brewery.
The beer brewed here, it is used to make the brew beer here in this refinery.
Who's he sound like?
Earth Rider, thanks for the Great Lakes.
Who's he sound like?
There it is. Oh,
Yeah, so, you know, that's how I thought I'd start the show off today. GOP is losing the old guard leadership. McConnell's going to step down. Ronna McDaniel's no longer part of the RNC. Joe Biden, everybody's lashing out, trying to convince us he's sane and not corrupt. It's not going to work. That's the great thing about it. And now he's going to the border to claim credit for what Greg Abbott did. Lots more coming up. Your phone calls, welcome, at 800-922-6680. This, my friends, is the Rob Carson Show.
The Rob Carson Show podcast is everywhere. Go to Newsmax.com/listen for details.
The dear leader is clear of thought and physically strong. This is so funny. Dr. Kevin O'Connor, dude, where did you get your degree? This has got to be one of those online degrees that, but for medical school, you usually don't want that. 81-year-old, and he says, yeah, oh, he's fit for duty and fully executes all of his responsibilities without any exemptions or accommodations. He says, Biden feels well, and this year's physical identities, no new concerns, even though he started using the short stairs. And he also has another Secret Service agent at the base of the stairs to get him up the stairs. And then, of course, he wanders off like a Roomba after he speaks, and he starts talking to dead people. But other than that, he's perfectly great. He's perfectly brain. And in 1998, he had a surgery to repair two brain aneurysms. One of them began leaking, and they replaced his brain with abnormal, is what happened then. So there you go. The dear leader is perfect. He went deep sea fishing, and he caught a 1,000-pound swordfish with his bare hands, and he shot a 50 under par. Whatever that score would be, I'm not a golfer, but he did. He set a record in the course that he played that was the most difficult course that any golfer has ever faced. Yeah. Oh, I think maybe the reason why he went there and got that physical was because former Obama aides sound alarm over frail and mumbling Biden and warn his age is a real issue. This was in the New York Post on Tuesday. If you watch Biden speak, oftentimes he sounds frail, sounds more frail than he used to, even in 2019 and 2020. Jon Favreau, the then chief speechwriter for Obama when Biden was vice president. Jon Favreau, didn't he do, Iron Man? He's one of my favorites. Podcast host John Lovett. I don't think it's that one. Another ex-Obama speechwriter agreed and argued that the Biden campaign should get the president out in public to demonstrate his mental and physical abilities. Even if they are concerned, the president will make more gaffes. Yeah. It's a real issue, says Dan Pfeiffer, Obama's senior advisor. So that's why the dear leader went yesterday to the doctor, slipped him a 20, and the doctor said, no, he's doing cool. He's doing cool. He's headed down to Brownsville, Texas, where Greg Abbott stopped the massive inflow of illegals, and Joe Biden threatened to federalize the National Guard of Texas. And that didn't go over very well. So now he's just going to go to Brownsville and take credit for Greg Abbott. But the people of Brownsville aren't going to take it.
You know, he should have been here last year, the same time you were here when there was a big surge and where we were having to, you know, makeshift these processing centers. Right now, as you see, it is night and day. It has slowed down thanks to the governor and his interventions.
But Joe Biden's going to take credit for it.
Here, I think President Biden sees that there's a shift in Cameron County and the Valley when it comes to border issues, and that the conservative vote is high, and so he knows he needs to make a stop here. So
yeah, it's kind of like if somebody, you know, a drunk driver killed a bunch of people, and you know, then you, well, actually, I'm not going to use that analogy. I'm going to save that one for Hunter Biden. But Nicole Wallace asked Alejandro Mayorkas, you know, what did they do when Joe Biden became the president? And this is the reason why we got the border crisis.
And I'd like to understand from you what Trump-era immigration policies have been banned, ended, reversed, and if any investigations are underway by you.
So we have rescinded so many Trump immigration policies. It would take so much time to list them.
Yeah, and those policies caused the lowest number of illegals to come in the country in decades. It stemmed it to a trickle. Yeah. Now we're going to move on to a 22-year-old college student who was murdered in Athens, Georgia, by an illegal allowed in the country by Joe Biden, released from custody several times after committing crimes because of Joe Biden. And the mayor yesterday trying to defend Joe Biden and blame it on Donald Trump didn't work so well. That's on the way. This is the Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson. I have been eager to tell you about Factor Meals. Remember this. There are a ton of meal services that require you to assemble the ingredients, and that's all fine, but time is such a valuable commodity. Why not have excellent chef-crafted and dietitian-approved meals delivered to your door? Factor has 35 different options a week to choose from. My wife and I love them. My son has a new place. He loves them. Options include calorie smart, vegan, veggie. How about turkey chili with zucchini? Sun-dried tomato chicken, tomato goat cheese cavatappi pasta. Most microwave meals are frozen and they look like crappy airline food. Not Factor Meals. Factor has two-minute meals that are ready to eat whenever you are. I love their smoothies and their shots, especially their ginger cayenne shot. Gets me going every day. It's a rush. No prep, no mess. Factor Meals are ready to heat and eat. Head to factormeals.com/newsmax50. Use promo code newsmax50. Get 50% off. factormeals.com/newsmax50 and get 50% off. factormeals.com/newsmax50.
I'd like to understand from you what Trump-era immigration policies have been banned, ended, reversed, and if any investigations are underway by you.
So we have rescinded so many Trump immigration policies, it would take so much time to list them.
Yeah. And then, like 10 million people have come across the southern border. Since Joe Biden became the president, crime is up everywhere. And yesterday they were denying that crime was up. It is ridiculous. And, you know, all of this crap might fly in places like Cuba under Castro, might fly in North Korea under Jun, might fly in China under Xi. We got an amazing thing, and it's called the First Amendment. And by the way, the deep state, federal government, DHS, FBI, all of the agencies, all the letter agencies have done their level best to kill that First Amendment. And yet we keep digging out. And yet we keep finding more, and yet we keep soldiering on. A lot of things have changed for me, and maybe have changed for you since Elon Musk bought Twitter, because it really changed everything. I'm saying things on the radio and online that I haven't been able to say for 3 years. For 3 years, I've not been able to challenge the results of the 2020 election, the COVID response. Whether Black Lives Matter was a fraud, whether George Floyd was actually murdered or not, whether people were injured by the vaccine, all of those things were verboten. And the reason they were is because the federal government didn't want you to say anything that you disagreed with from them. They called it disinformation. That's what Joseph Stalin did. He came up with disinformation in 1923. So they try and the same stuff that very despotic regimes in the past have used, and they still use today in a country with the First and the Second Amendments. They successfully really put a cork in the First Amendment, everything from even telling you you couldn't go to church. That was when I was like, okay, there's something really bad happening here. And then in response to the murder of a beautiful 22-year-old girl in Athens, Georgia, by an illegal, crushed her skull in. She was calling 911, trying to get someone to help her when she was murdered by this beast. And Joe Biden gets up there yesterday and talks about how crime is low and he wants to get rid of assault rifles. What the hell does that have to do with anything? Well, I'll tell you what it has to do with. After the First Amendment, they go after the Second Amendment. Because the Second Amendment is what we have to guarantee if the government, you know, does things like take away the First Amendment and the other amendments and the other freedoms and all of that. You understand? Yeah, you should, because we're living in very dangerous times. And they really think they pulled the wool over your eyes. But You get it. You're awake. You're awake. Wide awake in America. Yeah. Blake and Riley made a desperate attempt to call 911 as she fought for her life. The chilling details emerged as the Athens-Clark County police released more documents from their investigation, including the family background of the alleged killer, undocumented Venezuelan migrant Jose Antonio Ibarra. They called him white on the police report. They didn't say he was from Venezuela. They didn't say he was an illegal. That's what they did, because they were still carrying that yesterday, which adds even more insult to injury to her. It is beyond sickening. And then the mayor, Kelly Gertz, faced a furious backlash when he did a presser yesterday, and it was pure woke nonsense. He's been using the term Latinx since 2019. I think you know how important that is, or how much that people who literally are Latino or Latina hate it. But he's one of those sycophantic, woke, lib socialists. And here's what he said yesterday, and the people in the room had just had enough, because not only did he avoid any responsibility for the city and the county being sanctuary cities and all that, and we'll get to the sheriff, by the way, the sheriff who's now the sheriff, he campaigned on not turning over illegals to ICE, so they're knee deep in this, and people are beyond pissed. I mean, woo, we're talking about pitchforks and torches here. So here is this weasel mayor yesterday.
City doesn't track with either of those. And so that term means different things to different people depending on the context of the discussion.
Talking about sanctuary city.
Many of the elements.
Liar.
We're here to listen.
You are a liar.
Here to listen.
Liar. There'll
be time for questions.
Guilty and got blood on your head,
yes,
for this murder, sir.
Many of the aspects that are ascribed to sanctuary cities,
we know what sanctuary
are, things
means
that are disallowed by Georgia law.
Look at Chicago, look at New York City.
Sanctuary policy, which is what we do.
And we contribute a document every year to the Georgia Department of Audits indicating that we do not correspond.
There used to be a thing, and I wasn't around for this, but they used to tar, feather, and ride people out of town on the rail. That was a long time ago. I know this because of old-timey westerns and stuff, you know, and the Music Man, the movie The Music Man, it was alluded to there. Here's the mayor saying that just because people are unvetted and illegal in the country doesn't mean that crime's going to go up.
In the main, I caution against conflating immigration and crime. The data demonstrates that the two are
illegal.
Not connected.
Illegal.
Because the impact.
He said immigration. He did that on purpose. Listen to this again.
In the main, I caution against conflating immigration and crime. The data demonstrates that the two are not connected. Because the impact of
illegal immigration.
Federal immigration policy on localities has been under such consistent discussion in recent months. I do want to say a few words about this. It's my 18th year as a local government policymaker, and my work has overlapped with four U.S. presidencies and numerous iterations of Congress. All of them have failed to reach agreement on how to handle immigration.
No, Donald Trump had shut it down. He did. This is from the Homeland Security Committee. I just got this from my awesome producer, Ken, also known as Redneck MacGyver. A massive number of illegal aliens surged through Eagle Pass in September 2023. One local sheriff noted break-ins, burglaries, and drug seizures occurring in the community. Brad Coe, sheriff of Kenney County, Texas, told the House Committee on Homeland Security that his deputies arrested 741 human smugglers in 2022, up from 169 in 2021, and that the department was on pace to apprehend more than 900 in 2023. Those arrests often followed dangerous vehicle pursuits that put officers, migrants, and locals in danger. 2023 letter to Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, Alderman Raymond Lopez wrote that in areas where migrants were being housed, illegals, by the way, there have been a significant uptick in illicit and illegal activities at all locations. Reports of migrant asylum seekers participating in drug sales and usage, male and female prostitution, and associated human trafficking, as well as gang recruitment, have been witnessed by law enforcement and community alike. According to figures from the Chicago Police Department, arrests of Venezuelan-born individuals in 2023 were up more than 11,000% compared to 2021. I got two words for the mayor, and I could only say one of them on the air. Here, this jackweed is blaming Donald Trump in a nonsensical line where Donald Trump said that there were rapists and murderers coming across the southern border, and the left ran with it and said that Donald Trump's calling all immigrants rapists and murderers. But he carried that line even to yesterday.
While 2019 was not that long ago, you might remember the dynamic we were living in the late teens in this country, where you had the President of the United States speaking in the most vile terms about people who were foreign born.
Nope, he was talking about illegals.
And you had that notion metastasizing in places like Charlottesville.
Charlottesville, he is Charlottesville.
In the main, I caution against conflating immigration and crime. The data demonstrates.
Well, I think I just proved that wrong, right? Yeah, I pretty much proved that. Now listen to this jackweed in 2019. Here he is. He's making a declaration about the sanctuary city.
And whereas white nationalists and xenophobes have been emboldened by some politicians.
White nationalists and xenophobes don't want the illegal immigration. Yeah, no, we all don't.
Members of the media. And we recognize that our entire community, not just people of color and immigrants, is harmed by the existence of white supremacy in our community.
Not white supremacy, which, by the way, I'll just tell you right now, in the KKK, the KKK has always been a lunatic fringe group. There's no recruitment in this country of white supremacists. There are no growing numbers of white supremacists. It doesn't happen. They're about as commonplace as Black Panthers today. That's the other side of the political spectrum. It's a lie. It's a load of crap. They are lunatic fringe people who live in cabins in the mountains of Idaho. It doesn't exist.
Duty going unchallenged. And whereas our immigrant and undocumented neighbors, especially those of Latinx...
Undocumented means you're here illegally and you shouldn't be in the country.
...heritage face daily fears and threats from...
Hold on. He said Latinx heritage or Latinx.
...community going unchallenged. And whereas our immigrant and undocumented neighbors, especially those of Latinx heritage...
Latinx. Don't you love that? Latinos and Latinas.
...face daily fears and threats from individuals and institutions such as ICE. And whereas for the Athens community to be whole, it is necessary that families and loved ones remain together and that all people, including those without documentation, feel welcome and comfortable.
No. Because if you went to Mexico and you staked across their border... you would be arrested by policia in a Jeep with a 50 cal on the back. They would take every ounce of money you have and put you in a Mexican hellhole prison before you were deported summarily. So please, spare me. But you know, the politically correct Sheriff John Williams, when he was running for sheriff, he promised that he was not going to cooperate with ICE. Here's part of that interview from right before he got elected.
In the community and expect the citizens to respond and help us in situations, because the fact is that a lot of law enforcement is based around community support. Like I just said, building relationships is key. And if we're, I guess, antagonizing people because they are, undocumented or underdocumented, then they build that fear in them, and they're not likely to come to us, not only when we need their help, but when they need our help. So that's not something we'll be doing. We won't be doing any type of roundups. We won't be attributing to that culture of fear. We want people to respect the police, but we also want them to trust us.
I wonder how afraid Lakin Riley was in her final moments. Lakin Riley, remember it. Remember that name. Remember Lakin Riley. This is it. We done. We're done. We're finished with this nonsense. We're tired of the distractions. We're tired of the lies. We're tired of the BS. We see it. We see it. We see it. We know the border is open because there are people in our federal government who hate this country as founded and want to bring it down. And we know this because we're not stupid. Because we have sons and daughters and fathers and great-grandfathers who fought and died or came home profoundly wounded defending this country, and we aren't going to watch it fall under our watch. Let's go to Richard Ranger. Ranger in Falston. Ranger, welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Rob. Well, of course, as the old cliche says, you stole my thunder. And it's about the First and Second Amendment. And without that First and Second Amendment, no amendment after that would be pertinent to the way this country is run. Yes. People coming across that are evidently seeking asylum are coming across demanding rights, money, place to live, education. They're demanding once they get here. And we are the USA, and people got to understand that we are different from other countries, and that that First and Second Amendment is what makes us different. And it scares the corn out of them in Washington, D.C., when they know that the people have the power. They don't have the power. They have a microphone, and they can say anything that they want to try to convince us that that First and Second Amendment and that the idea of our country is wrong. But that doesn't mean it's wrong.
They're in the minority, and there's a very small group of people who are doing this, and we need to make it very clear to them that we're not going to take this anymore. We need to become ungovernable. I'm not saying be violent. I'm just make it very loud and clear that we are finished with this. We are not going to cooperate with it in any way, shape, or form. We are not going to accept any sort of election malfeasance like they did the last time. We're done. I appreciate the call. This from this Homeland Security sheet. Illegal aliens are incarcerated at a much higher rate than citizens and lawfully present aliens. Illegal aliens are typically at least three times as likely to be incarcerated than citizens and lawfully present aliens. That's all you need to know. Let's take a break and come back, my friends. This is the Rob Carson Show. I was on the air at our great affiliate in Houston. I'm really, really proud to be there. Patriot Talk, 9:20 a.m. I was on with Angela Box this morning, and she's a dynamo, man. Don't mess with her. And I said a lot of times in Washington, D.C., and also in talk radio, the only people with testicles are the ones who weren't born with them, and she does, man. She's got them. She got some big cojones. but it is a real pleasure. It is an honor to be on Patriot Talk 9:20 a.m. And streaming live on PatriotTalk920.com in Houston. Houston, Houston. Houston does not have a problem with Angela Box. I think that should be on a billboard. No, probably not. Probably not. Oh, my goodness. So rumors are swirling about Disease X. Biden signing pandemic treaties, exotic diseases born through our southern border. Blatant exploitation of public health during the last pandemic underscores the urgent need for individuals to take proactive steps to protect themselves and their loved ones from whatever pandemic lies around the corner. And I have my emergency medical kits from the wellness company. They've got a number of great medicines there. You'll need a contagion emergency kit with ivermectin, Zithro, Z-Pak, also known as hydroxychloroquine, also amoxicillin, all of these things that you will need. And they've got a number of these kits you could have: the emergency medical, the contagion emergency kit, the travel kit, all of these. And if you want to save 10% and get the ball rolling, because you know things are, we're knee deep in it, guys. We're knee deep in the madness right now. And you need to be prepared. TWC.health/Carson. TWC.health/Carson. That is the website. And again, you'll save 10%. If you got jumper cables, you need an emergency medical kit. If you got extra potable water in the garage or whatever, you need an emergency medical kit. If you have a spare tire in your car, you need an emergency medical kit. TWC.health/Carson. TWC.health/Carson. Yesterday or over the weekend, a 22-year-old beautiful young woman was murdered by an illegal. She was clubbed to death. And Joe Biden immediately said crime was down and we need to get rid of assault weapons.
Last year, the United States had one of the lowest rates of all violent crime, of all violent crimes in more than 50 years.
Except for in Democrat-run cities where it was through the ceiling.
Murder, rape, Murder, rape, aggravated assault, robbery all dropped sharply, along with burglary, property crime, and theft.
Unless you're in a Democrat-run city like Chicago, San Francisco, New York City.
And it matters. As president, public safety and crime reduction is a top priority for my administration. And
really, was defund the police?
For me. I've taken more executive actions to stop the flow of illegal guns than any other administration in history.
Bullcrap.
And we beat the NRA when I signed the most significant gun safety law.
Yeah, the NRA, the only group out there for legal gun owners.
In nearly 30 years. We're going to finish the job.
Yeah, you're going to finish the job. I've got more on this, the reason why he said that, among other things, in your phone calls. This, my friends, is the Rob Carson Show. All right, next hour, former CBP Director Mark Morgan on the southern border. U.S. Court of Appeals says no to puberty blockers and sexual abuse of children in Indiana. Rachel Maddow nearly has a stroke over the Jack Smith Trump immunity case going to the Supreme Court. And old Hunty on Capitol Hill and the Democrat meltdown. Don't go anywhere.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. You can help by clicking the sponsor links in the show notes and take advantage of some great discounts available only to our listeners.